Hi everybody, welcome to Yachting International Radio. You're with Ben Taylor on Taylor Tech Stories. This week we have Hagen Wagner, which I believe I've said right. We've had some adventures together, we've known each other for a while. I know you're up to all sorts, you're a bit of an entrepreneur. If I just pass straight to yourself to introduce what you do, and then we'll go into your career story and everything.
Yeah, that's brilliant. And you've jumped across the first hurdle already, so you pronounced my name correct, which is brilliant. And as you said, we've done a small sailing adventure in the past together. When we bought one of my sailing yachts for my company that I currently run here in Inverness. Some of you might have heard of Inverness. It's just next to Loch Ness, where the Loch Ness monster lives as well. And I do run the company Ness & Moray Yacht Charters here. I'm the director. We've got a few boats, all sailing boats, and everything between 29 and 33 foot. We've got lots of customers coming up here from England, from Germany, where I'm from as well, from France, and also lots of American and Canadians. We do great skipper charter. We take our clients out onto Loch Ness and people take the boats out themselves. And Ben and I, we both did a nice sailing trip from Maldon down in Essex up here to Inverness with a 33-foot sailing boat that I just purchased down there. And yeah, went through some really, really high waves and had some other issues, didn't we?
Yeah, that's one way of putting it. I think I'd definitely put it as a baptism of fire to kind of moving sailing yachts. And most things that could have gone wrong, I think, did. To give you a rundown, we set off, we got into the middle of the North Sea, we were sailing along. Within a few hours, the I don't know the technical name for this, but the main support for the main mast,
the forestay, it was, yeah.
There you go. The pin in that at the very front had come out, and so completely disables our mainsail. And so we resort to the engine to just slowly potter into the coast again to a bit of safety. And we're then on shifts, rotating around, never stopping. Was it five of us?
It was five of us, yeah. And it took us around 12 hours to get back to a safe port. And we were so far out at sea that when we did our emergency calls to the lifeguard, to the Coast Guard, and they didn't receive it actually because we were so far out. And then it was picked up by one of the oil platforms. Do you remember? I will never forget that name actually. It's Platform Phoenix, who picked up our call and then relayed it to the Coast Guard. And then they got back to us. And yeah, we gave them our position every hour. And then we managed to get back in. And I remember literally everyone apart from one was seasick. Like proper seasick. I think it was like almost 2 meter high waves, and with a just secured mast was quite a challenge. Yeah,
that's one. Quite a challenge. Type two fun. Not quite so fun at the time, but a lot of fun.
but we managed it, and the boat actually looks fine. We've invested a lot of money into it. She's got a new engine now. A couple of new sails as well. The interior we've upgraded, so we've done a lot. And she was out on Loch Ness last year in the 3 months where we were able to do some business, and she's going to be out this year again, and it's absolute great part of the fleet now.
Right, fantastic. So let's dive into your kind of career journey and your story, where you've come from and what you've done. So if you kind of rewind the clock, kind of coming out of education, where do you begin? What's the first job? Did you like it? Did you hate it? What sort of things went on?
So, well, as you can hear from my accent, originally from Germany, and as you do in Germany, sometimes a bit boring, maybe you start with an apprenticeship in banking. That's what I did. In Frankfurt, big city, and really enjoyed it, I have to say, working in the finance sector. I then just half a year after I finished it, I had my first job together with a friend of mine. We started a startup company, literally. We founded a startup company, and we were looking to provide student homes based on shipping containers. So we were doing everything from the planning, permissions, everything set up. He was a architect, and I'm doing the finances. So that was worked really well. That was my first entrepreneurial action and my first company I had in Germany. So after a few years, we sold the company, and I had moved on by the time I was a bank branch manager in one of the biggest German private banks. And I had finished my university degree as well. So I thought, you know, I always wanted to live in the UK and study over here as well. So I moved up to the Scottish Highlands, which was absolute great decision, great wildlife up here, great nature, really, really good for adventure trips. And if you are into sailing or boating or canoeing, all these things, you can do a lot of these things up here in the Highlands, and it's really, really nice. People are really friendly, welcomed me. And so after a year I settled down here. I took over Ness and Moriart Charters, which existed already for 10 years or so. And I have just built up a slightly bigger fleet, improved all the online appearance, social media, all these things I could do, improved a bit our services that we do, made the company a bit more profitable as well. And yeah, since then, making sure that our clients have a really good time up here in the Scottish Highlands and on Loch Ness and the Caledonian Canal.
Right, cool. So amazing background, and I didn't realize you were so involved in the finance sector. But anyway, so once you've acquired this company, there's got to be some stories from people renting a boat and getting up to what sailors do. And if you could just tell us a story that either you've learned from or that kind of surprised you or is a bit of fun to tell. To tell people, go for it.
Well, I have to say the best fun I probably had with a young family from Canada. It was just absolute fantastic to deal with them, to be honest with you. It was from the first minute when they booked, and then they came on board, and I had offered them a skipper charter for 3 days. So we've been on to Loch Ness for 3 days, and there was actually really, really strong wind. So we had the sails fully reefed as well. But we were still heeling over quite a bit. And they had the 3 kids, and then it was the husband and the wife, and they were quite adventurous as well. So they absolutely loved it. I think 3 of them were seasick as well, but they absolutely loved it. We tried to see the monster, obviously, the Loch Ness monster. Couldn't find it on this day. But we're still keeping our eyes out to see it. There's a lot of fun stories actually happening on Loch Ness because it's such a big and long stretch of water as well, and there's a lot to see, and we generally only get positive feedback from our customers. So no, really, really enjoyed sailing up there. Yeah, it's worth coming up here and having a look to sail.
Yeah, amazing. And this year in particular, it must be set up to be quite a place to go, because I've heard north of Scotland will be packed. Cornwall will definitely be packed here in the UK. So I have heard rumours that you're kind of thinking about the next stage and kind of looking forward. Could you tell us a little bit more about your plans with that company? And then what Hagen's going to get up to after that?
Yeah, exactly. This year is actually at the moment looking like it's going to be either our second best or maybe our best year in the whole history of Ness and Moriart Charters. And I had the company now for the last 4 years, and I made it absolute fit for the future as well. And we are looking at a really, really strong year. As you said, we've got lots of clients. They just make the holiday in the UK this year. We've got a few international bookings, but most of the bookings are from the UK, Scotland, England, a few from Ireland as well. We are pretty much booked for this year. There's still every now and there is a week where we can squeeze somebody in and do some skipper charter as well. But this year is looking absolute fantastic, absolute amazing. And the plans are at the moment to sell the business so that I can move on to my next project. I'm in the process of starting a new company, which is more going more into international consultancy and advice for different companies that want to, for example, sell their goods in Europe or vice versa. You've got companies from Europe that want to sell in the UK. So therefore, I'm looking to sell the business this year. I think it's a fantastic opportunity for anyone who wants to have a start in yacht hire or boat rental. We've got an absolute amazing location up here within 120 miles. We are the only sailing yacht charter company in Scotland, so there is no competition whatsoever up here for sailing yacht hire. And it's an absolute like I had this opportunity 4 years ago, and it's now a great opportunity for somebody new to start and continue with the success story of Ness & Morry Yacht Charters in Inverness.
Okay, there you go. Absolutely fantastic. So, thank you, Hagen, for coming on. We wish you the best of luck with the next venture, and thank you for doing all the charter operations and little adventures that we've got up to. It's really refreshing, actually, to hear about and see what's going on across the industry. So, thank you very much for coming on, and we'll see you again soon.
That's Grant. Thank you very much for having me.
Okay, thank you everybody. You've been listening to Taylor Tech Stories. This week, our guest is Hagen Wagner, who is an absolute legend and gets into all sorts. So, thank you very much, everyone, and we'll see you again next week. Bye for now.